shoved down your throat so far, it's a wonder you can even breathe through the little hole in the middle of it. Because that little hole is all your world's become, huh? Don't you think it was nice of me to put the headset in that hut? Because without it, you wouldn't be able to hear me at all right now. I have you so cased in latex, covered head to toe, practically vacuum sealed down with a hood around your head, extra thick, keeping that gag in, keeping all sensory, aside from touch, aside from my voice in these headphones, all that you can hear. That's all you have. And no matter what I do to you, there's nothing so fucking lately. Nothing that you can do about it. No talking back. Even you can't be a brat in this situation. It's funny, because sometimes when I shove a gag in your mouth, it's like you become even more of a brat. Like you find little ways to be sarcastic with expression or gesture, and so isn't it lovely that right now I've stripped all that away from you, all of that ability, all of that self-determination for even the tiniest thing, because right now you can't even move your fucking fingers, you little slut. You can't twist away as my fingers trail over you and go towards your very sensitive bits. Because of course I don't want to leave you completely encased. There's a few select spots that I left open, and they are your most sensitive spots, aren't they? I bet you feel very exposed right now. With the way your legs are spread, with the way you can't even move an ankle or a toe. Everything encased how I want, other than parts like this. You can't really move your balls voluntarily, can you? I mean, sure, when I get you scared, they'll shrink up a little bit. But that's not conscious. You can't even give in to a single self-preservation instinct. And to ensure that, I'm gonna tie these big boys up. I'm just going to make sure not even your balls can't escape me. And just with a little bit of paracord, a little bit of tying in, just attaching the other end to this O-ring over here. Now, doesn't that feel nice and tight? Doesn't that just pull at you? Doesn't that leave you feeling even more vulnerable and exposed because you fucking are? I love touching you this way. I love talking to you this way because I really don't need you to talk pretty much ever. You're just a slave. Slaves don't need to talk at all. And slaves should never hear any voices that aren't their mistresses. And so I've taken all of that away from you. I'm debating how long I want to leave you like this. Don't worry, I put that prostate massager inside of you. The one with a little bit of vibrations. So you'll know I'm thinking of you every now and then when I press a button. Of course, sometimes when I think of you, I think of how badly you behave sometimes. And that's why that little prostate massager has a bit of extra built into it. I think you'll find it a little bit shocking every now and then. No, darling, I'm off to go do some things. I'll come back for you at some point. Maybe to let you come. Maybe just to torment you some more. Until then, you can just listen to this on repeat. I'm sure you'll be just drooling. Well, from your cock anyway. Your mouth doesn't really have any space for that right now. Completely fucking helpless. Gag shoved down your throat so far, it's a wonder you can even breathe through the little hole in the middle of it. Because that little hole is all your world's become, huh? Don't you think it was nice of me to put the headset in that hut? Because without it, you wouldn't be able to hear me at all right now. I have you so encased in latex, covered head to toe, practically vacuum sealed down with a hood around your head, extra thick, keeping that gag in, keeping all sensory. Aside from touch, aside from my voice in these headphones, all that you can hear, that's all you have. And no matter what I do to you, there's nothing else a fucking lately, nothing that you can do about. No talking back. Even you can't be a brat in this situation. It's funny, because sometimes when I shove a gag in your mouth, it's like you become even more of a brat. Like you find little ways to be sarcastic with expression or gesture, and so isn't it lovely? That right now I've stripped all of that away from you, all of that ability, all of that self-determination for even the tiniest thing, because right now you can't even move your fucking fingers, you little slut. You can't twist away as my fingers trail over you and go towards your very sensitive bit. Because of course I don't want to leave you completely encased. There's a few select spots that I left open, and they are your most sensitive spots, aren't they? I bet you feel very exposed right now. With the way your legs are spread, with the way you can't even move an ankle or a toe. Everything encased how I want, other than parts like this. You can't really move your balls voluntarily, can you? I mean, sure, when I get you scared, they'll shrink up a little bit. Well, that's not conscious. You can't even give in to a single self-preservation instinct. And to ensure that, I'm gonna tie these big boys up. I'm just going to make sure that even your balls can't escape me. And just with a little bit of paracord, a little bit of tying in, just attaching the other end to this O-ring over here. Now, doesn't that feel nice and tight? Doesn't that just pull at you? Doesn't that leave you feeling even more vulnerable and exposed because you fucking are? I love touching you this way. I love talking to you this way because I really don't need you to talk pretty much ever. You're just a slave. Slaves don't need to talk at all. And slaves should never hear any voices that aren't their mistresses. And so I've taken all of that away from you. I'm debating how long I want to leave you like this. Don't worry, I put that prostate massager inside of you. The one with a little bit of vibrations. So you'll know I'm thinking of you every now and then when I press a button. Of course, sometimes when I think of you, I think of how badly you behave sometimes. And that's why that little prostate massager has a bit of extra built into it. I think you'll find it a little bit shocking every now and then. No. Darling, I'm off to go do some things. I'll come back for you at some point. Maybe to let you come. Maybe just to torment you some more. Until then, you can just listen to this on repeat. I'm sure you'll be just drooling. Well, from your cock anyway. Your mouth doesn't really have any space for that right now. It's a wonder you can even breathe through the little hole in the middle of it. Because that little hole is all your world's become, huh? My pet, these heels popping on this dungeon floor, it's like yummy ASMR to needy, greedy, submissive sluts like you, isn't it? That's right. You can't speak. You can't so much as nod. Such a model pet. You're completely encased. You can't see me at all. Such a shame. Let me explain every detail that you're incapable of appreciating. Dressed in a black vinyl, backless mini dress. thigh-high fishnets and those garters that you love so much. And these incredible tits are almost spilling out. I can barely keep my own eyes off of myself. I can barely keep my own hands off of myself. And that's it. That's all. Not a thing more. Your domino is the embodiment of pure sexuality. These hoop earrings that always draw you in and distract you at the same time. My long cerulean hair pulled into a high ponytail. Because this filthy mouth has work to do. Work to do to you. No doubt you would have the sweetest, sluttiest eye candy of your life. In this very moment. But you can't. You can't see me. You can't gawk. You can't gaze. You can't look my body up and down. You can't take me in. You won't have. You knew these heels hurt my feet. I've told you this, and yet you couldn't help it. You insisted. You begged. Domina has so graciously accommodated her pet's fantasy, hasn't she? Look at your Domina, pet. Oh, yeah. I wanted to experiment with domination, so I figured this would be fun. I think I get it there. It's adding a nice edge into my top space. A sinister indulgence. Hasn't my mouth always made you weak? Let's see what happens, shall we? Oh, I keep forgetting. You still can't see me. Must be torture. Your domina is going to take a seat for a bit. And my pet, you are just going to appreciate these feet being relieved from all the aching you yourself has caused. It's better. I needed this so much. Oh, I'd nearly forgotten about this little button I have connected to your prostate. Did you forget? Probably not, but let's not pretend. Your response matters. I can stimulate you. Arouse you. Like a machine. I don't even have to say clinch anymore. Harder and harder and harder. There's no limit. You have no say. You are literally too blessed to resist. Here's our session, my pet. Are you listening? I am going to tease you, taunt you, torment you, torture you. My schedule has been cleared for just this, for you. My nails have been manicured for this. Oh, look at you. Let me remind you what you, yourself, requested in this session. My pet, you used a very specific word. Do you remember? Do you? You said you wanted. Excruciating torment. Oh, my pet, I know I've treated you to such yummy thoughts for such a long time. But you could have never been prepared for all this. Your domina was cut off in traffic today. Your domina also saw a flagrant misdemeanor in a handicapped parking spot. And Domina's feet were aching from those heels that you so desperately pleaded for all day. It's such a shame, my pet, that you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's time for... retribution, my pet. There's something so fundamental about sensual torment, though. It requires conflict, balance, pleasure, and pain. Perhaps an expectation that is never quite satisfied. Like keeping your hands to yourself as another explores you. Or kissing you. Oh, so hungrily. When all you want so much is to kiss back, but you can't. Feeling you all over while you're encased, asking you questions you're incapable of answering, and you can't help it. Your body betrays you. Your mind betrays you. And that's where I come in. Pulling these strings and pressing these buttons. I can hear your mind screaming in agony. And it only makes me want more and more. Dropping you deeper and deeper. You will ache for me more than you thought possible. I get what I want. But I don't betray you, do I? How could this bliss that I deliver be anything but absolute clarity? How could this kiss that I deliver? Oh, how could that ever be agony? It seems Domina has found herself an outlet for all the frustration of today. You are so helpless, and it's putting me in the loveliest mood. Fuck. If only you could enjoy what was happening right in front of you. It's just so unfair of me. I'm such a cunt. I know it. Honest pleasure for me, none of it for you. Every time my pet's excited cock begs, this pussy drips even more. Oh. I can bet you can taste it almost through the air. Oh, is Domino's pet aching? It's such a shame. A shame that I'm nowhere near finished with you. You see, my slut, I'm gonna fucking break you. And not just a little. No, I know you, slut. I know what gets you off. I am what gets you off. I could give you everything you've ever wanted. Every detail catered to your deepest desires. I could spoil you with pleasure. But no. Whimper all you want, you horny, desperate, needy pet. Would it drive you over the edge, my pet, if I just moaned some of that slutty porn filth? That depraved head of yours. Dreams of bending me over and... Oh, fuck me. Harder. Yes, don't stop. Take that pussy. Murder that slutty cunt. Take it. Yes. Oh, pull me here. Oh, fuck me. Make me your bitch. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Just like that. Just like that. Harder, harder, harder. This is the pinnacle moment. Your dream come true. And your Domino wants you. Gooned. Stupid. Brains empty. Aching, greedy, desperate. You're inches from this pussy, this dripping, dominant pussy. It wants fucked. It wants to be railed. It wants load after load after load. If only you could accommodate. If only you could push me down and have your way and claim it for your own. Would you take it? And make me take it? I could take it, you fucker. Yeah, I'm so close to you. And this pussy needs fucking. I'm right here. Right here. But you can't. You're helpless. I'm in charge. Not you. Me, your domina, not you. Not domina's pussy, either. You're a slave to your desire. Your desire that I command. And I want your aching, suffering, your head empty, your cock rack. Fucking hard. And I'm going to deny you. I'm gonna get off to your pain, to my dominance, to your frustration, to my bitchiness, to how good it fucking feels to be the one to get off while you suffer. You are stuck there, frustrated, aching. You wanna fuck me, whore? Yeah? You wanna show me who's in control? It's me. It's always me. I'm in your head. I control you. I control this cock. I love controlling this cock. Get harder for me, slut. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, I'm so wet. Maybe I could give you the most silky, most elegant fucking of your life. Would that please you, my pet? These hips riding you, bouncing as you pump this cunt with every fiber of your being. My legs wide open, my body being used as your fucking bimbo, rocking back onto you, taking you so deep in this incredible pussy, taking you over the edge, making you scream over and over, draining you over and over and over and over, unable to stop, just fucking milking you, enslaving you, owning you. Fuck, oh yes, fuck yes. I'm still so wet, my pet. But no, I'm in control here. And your brain is the only thing getting fucked today. You see, it's right there in the word control. And it's right there in the word addicted to my possession. You're incapable of learning, of resisting me. You're broken. I could drop to my knees and take you slowly, inch by inch, and they could blow you so well and drain you every last drop, time and time again, taking you deep, deeper, deeper, and oh fuck, deeper, deeper, and so fucking deep down my throat, gagging on you with this filthy mouth. You could end my teasing, shut me up, while I'm tasting you, savoring you, licking you, my head bobbing, neck twisting and bobbing and twisting, sucking you off so deep, so relentless, the sluttiest head, taking all of you, all your entire length, over and over and deeper, sloppy with spit and with cum, just draining you, time and again, nonstop, never fucking stopping. My God, I want to melt your entire goddamn brain and suck it out of your dick. You're gonna cramp in ways you never thought possible from shooting over and over and over, blissed out and aching, unable to think even one thought other than submission. You can't stop me. I always get what I want. Every bit of it, every bit of you. And then somehow I get more, and then more, and more, and more, and more. You're so close. Keep aching, my pet. And drop. Oh, how yummy. You're exactly how I want you. It's such a rare treat that I get to be so relentlessly brutal, unforgiving, with a pet as slutty as you. You were made for me to enjoy, weren't you? Answer me, pet. You were made for me to enjoy, weren't you? You were made for me to enjoy, weren't you? That's right, and it is such a brutal torment that we finally meet under these circumstances. Perhaps if you could see and grope and adore and appreciate this incredible pair of tits that are so close, or maybe you'll try jerking to these stocking stuffs, picturing your domino spread so wide open, or this ass that you'll never hold. There, my pet. I believe Domina's work here is now complete. I had no idea how much I needed this. Allow me a moment to appreciate and enjoy your suffering, your frustration. One last time. Domina did consider relieving her pet of this prostate stimulator, but where better for a plug to belong than in an outlet? Now here's the final torment, my pet. These heels are going to go back on my feet, and the last memory, the last chapter in the story, the heels that you love and need so much. They will be the sound. They will be the countdown of your domino walking away.